Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Beware of gospel fiction. I mean, the two words just really don't go together. And I'm not knocking anybody. I don't have anybody in mind. I don't have any book or movie in mind. None. But having the ears turned from truth, how many understand there's plenty of good things to find out about the truth without giving yourself to fiction? You know what the danger is in the fiction? Is that you forget it's fiction. It's the same thing with movies, with shows. I've counseled with people concerning their marriage before who are all upset, getting ready to leave each other. And this one couple, this young lady, she told me, well, he doesn't treat me like so-and-so treats so-and-so. And I looked at him and he's about to cry. And I said, who's that? And he said, Brother Keith, it's this couple on a show. I said, a show? She said, well, yeah, but you know. I said, no, they're not real. If you compare something that's real to something that's not real, you're being a fool.
That's for sure.
And that's the danger of feeding on falseness all the time, is because you can forget this is not real. Amen. And the enemy is the master of false. Right. He's actually the father of false. The devil conceived and fathered lying. Lying did not come from God. It is impossible for God to lie. There is nothing more devilish than lying and deception. It is absolutely one of the worst things on the planet, in the universe. There's no such thing as a harmless lie. It's as devilish as it gets. Make up your mind. I don't care how many times you may have done it in the past. Make up your mind. I'm done. My lying days are over. I am done with deception. Why? Because to yield to it is to yield to the devil himself. It is to partner up with him to deceive somebody. You do not want to have any part of that. But he said, let's read this verse again. They'll turn their ears away from the truth, and what will they want to hear?
Fable.
What's a fable?
Untruth.
It's a tale.
Yeah.
Something that's not real. Something that's not true. When you'd rather hear a fable than the truth, something's wrong.
Amen.
Verse 5, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. He went on to talk about him. He's being ready to depart. The truth is what we choose. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Said out loud, the truth,
is my choice.
Hallelujah. Without going any further with this right now, let me give you an example. The Lord dealt with me about this earlier this week, and I feel like I need to share it with you too. When we say these things, your mind tends to go off on something that would be obvious to you to be a fable or an untruth. But let me mention a couple to you that are going to sound very familiar. God is in complete control of everything all the time. This is believed widely throughout Christian circles, but it's not true. And the enemy is very subtle in the way he does things. He transforms himself into a being of light, the scripture says, an angel of light. He didn't come to you as the devil. Oh, he's much sharper than that. He comes to you trying to convince you that what he's telling you is from God. He's very deceptive, very tricky. A perfect example of this is him tempting Jesus in the wilderness during those 40 days and nights. Do you remember that? And when he couldn't move Jesus just through the desire of the flesh and human appetites, if you be the Son of God, may command these stones that they be made bread. And Jesus quoted the word to him, didn't he? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So now what does the enemy do now? What does he do? He shifts from just pulling on the flesh to what? To a distortion of Scripture. Because what's Jesus going to come back to him with? Scripture. So he just tries to skip ahead and get on Scripture with him to start with. This is how he always operates. And he said, took him up to the pinnacle of the temple and said, jump off, throw yourself off, because it is written. It is written. He'll give his angels charge concerning you, and they'll bear you up in your hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Now you believe that, don't you? Then prove it. Do it. You're a doer of the word, aren't you? So then do it. Come on, you believe it or not? Well, if you believe it, you'll jump. Jump. Prove that you have faith in what God said. This is how the enemy comes. Subtle, crafty, deceptive. And so, he brings revelations of distortions of the word for folks to teach to people who don't want to hear the truth. That gives them something else to go to and something else to believe to avoid and refuse the truth. Let me give you another one. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I've been on this one the last few days, and this is kind of unusual, but I felt like I'm supposed to share it with you too.
Hallelujah.
Let go and let God. Huh? What? Huh? What scripture is that? What scripture is that? Go to 1 Timothy, please. Let's look at some scripture and see what we think about all this. 1 Timothy 6. Is the devil tricky?
Yes.
Oh, man, he's tricky. In 1 Timothy 6:12, what did he say? 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith and just let go. Just let go and let God do it. No. Lay hold on eternal life. What's tied with laying hold? Fight. Is that letting God do it all? Now, if you're talking about casting all your cares over on the Lord, and resting in Him and not worrying and not fretting, of course, that's right. But it'd be better to just say what He said.
That's right.
But the problem is, so many times there's something else being said in these phrases. And that is, it's all God and none of me. It's all Him. Another phrase for all God is all grace. Are y'all with me? It's all grace and none of us. Then that means let go and let God is right. If it's all God. and all grace. Is it all God? Or do we have a part? What's our part? The just shall live by faith. It's revealed how to live, the righteousness of God, all these things, from faith to faith. Is faith God's part? No. No. That's where folks have gotten off. That's where folks have gone wrong. This is no new revelation. It's all God. It's all grace. This has been around a long, long, long time in many different denominational circles, that everything that happens is God and it's all up to God and nothing up to us. What did the scripture say? And we're reading right here. Fight the good fight of faith and do what? Lay hold. That's not let go. That's not let go. There's a big difference between letting go and laying hold. And I know there's other scripture that says hold fast that which you have. Hold fast. Boy, that's the exact opposite of let go. Are y'all with me, saints? Go over to Hebrews, 10th chapter. Hebrews 10 and 38. Hebrews 10, 38. What does it say? Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man do what? Draw back. Dewey translation says, if he withdraws himself, my soul will have no pleasure in him. That don't sound like you need to back off and turn loose and let go and just leave it all up to him. He said, if you do, if you back off and you turn loose of it, I'm not going to have pleasure in that. Why? Well, this is 10:38, just a few verses later in Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. That wouldn't be faith. Faith is not a passive waiter. Faith is a step up and step out taker. Not trying to take something from God that he didn't want you to have. It's laying hold of something that has already been provided.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.